This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
On this week's Business Spotlight, I'm joined by Isabella Hart, who's the owner of Kiss My Lips Clothing. It is a fashion brand that is currently thriving on TikTok Shop. You might have seen it already. Welcome to iRadio's group chat. You started the clothing brand when you were just 16 years old, which is absolutely incredible. Can you tell us what inspired you to take the leap and start your own fashion brand so young?
Oh my God. So it's kind of it's a long story, but I'll make it more short. So I was diagnosed with Stevens-Johnson syndrome when I was about 5 or 6. I was in ICU for a couple of weeks. And then I never fully recovered from Stevens-Johnson. So then when I was about, 13, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, which I'm not sure if you know what that is, but it's basically like you cannot get up. Like you just are literally weak as water. Anyways, I also got really bad vertigo with that. So if I did get up, I'd actually fall. I had really bad nausea then as well because it felt like the room was spinning. It was just terrible. So I was bedridden then for months and months on end. And I'm a very career person. I'm a very driven person, very motivated. Anything I do is 100%. So as you can imagine, me just being in bed, not being able to go to school for months on end, not being able to see my friends for months on end. I was sick of Netflix. Do you know what? I never thought I'd see the day I was sick of Netflix, but I was just, there's nothing more I could watch. And then basically, long story short, I was like, okay, well, I'm so panicked about my future. I'm not going to get into college. When I go back to school, I'm not going to know anything. I don't know what to do. So then that's kind of how Kiss My Lips was born. Then it took me 2 years to set it up. I started setting up when I was 14. I launched it when I was 16. And I just launched it with my 1,000 or 2,000 euro that I had from babysitting that I had saved up before I got sick. So that's kind of just how it started. I launched it when I was 16. Yeah.
How did that experience with chronic fatigue syndrome, and I'm so sorry that you went through all of that, it sounds absolutely horrendous. How did it shape both you as a person, but also your approach to starting and running a business?
It absolutely was / is terrible. I'm not really sure how to answer this, to be honest with you, but the best way that I can do it is when I was really ill with chronic fatigue, my mental health took an absolute plateau, as in I was just so, so sad all the time. Couldn't get up, couldn't do anything. As you can imagine, for any 14-year-old, seeing all of your friends going to discos, going outside playing, everything, you know, that 14-year-olds do, I just felt oh my God, can I not just be normal? It was just terrible. So, I guess I love uplifting people and I love making people happy. So it's kind of what I try to do with my business as best as I can. So I write a letter with everyone's order that I get. So I might say, hey Joanne, say 3 things that you love about yourself. I think kind of that way I try to make people feel more confident, because I remember I used to be crying. I just felt so ugly. Just, you know, when you can't get up and out of bed, your mind just goes everywhere, you know? So I think that's kind of how it's shaped my business. I love to make women feel so confident and amazing in my clothes. And in the letter, I said, you are so amazing. Say 3 things you love about yourself. Never forget how amazing you are, beautiful you are. You know, I think it's really made me want to uplift other women as much and everywhere as I can, as much as possible anyways.
I think that's such a silver lining amongst all of that awful stuff that you have been through and are going through continually with it. How has navigating the business world gone for you as a young entrepreneur here in Ireland?
I mean, I don't really know it any other way. It's been good. I mean, I don't really know it any other way, but I do really appreciate it was probably, I was 14 or 15 when I went to a web designer to ask me to create a website, to ask him to create a website for me. And he did it at a really cheap price for me. He did it for maybe 200 quid when he was creating a website for me. It should have cost 1,000 euro. So I do really appreciate that people really do acknowledge that I am younger. So they kind of give me maybe a bit of a stepping stone. But then also where there's good, there's also bad. I also kind of maybe feel sometimes I'm not taken as seriously. as maybe if I was an older entrepreneur, but definitely the good does overweigh the bad, and I've no like negative experiences anyways, to be honest with you.
And then arrived TikTok Shop in all of this. What, like, your business has been absolutely flying on it. What impact has it had? And, like, is there a secret to hacking the likes of TikTok Shop and getting, like, making yourself really well known on it?
I'm now actually a silver seller on TikTok, which is like a silver seller badge, which is incredible. I don't see many other creators with that. You have to have like consistent, like amazing reviews, great customer service, really quick shipping rate, and just like in general, like customer satisfaction. I'm a 5-star review shop on it. So like you'll see other shops, maybe 4.9. There's other 5-star reviews. Some are 4, some are 3, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm very proud to say that I am a 5-star shop. I also love that the reviews are all public. So the customer actually has to receive the order to make a review. So like, you know, it's not like on other sites, we can just like fake a review. It's all completely foolproof that way as well. It's very strict like that. So I'm so happy, you know, that my products are so amazing because it's all such public knowledge. Like if someone doesn't like it, they can attach photos, they can leave a negative review. So that's what I really like about it. And the key to it, honestly, is just consistency. There's nothing really special about me or anything like that. It's honestly just consistency. Like, and also being yourself, you know what I mean? Like, there's enough people in this world who are pretending to be something that they're not. Just be yourself. Like, I'll post videos of me running around to the forest saying, guys, grab this fleece. It's only $39.95. Free delivery, it's next day delivery. Like, and that's kind of who I am. A little bit crazy, you know what I mean? You know, like, I mean, I've tried before, like, you know, being all like polite and like, guys, hello, my gorgeous girls. This is only 30 quid. Definitely do grab her. But like, that's just not me. Like, I'll be screaming. I'll be running around saying it. I'll be in a fire saying it. You know yourself. Like, I just think being authentically yourself is so important as well.
How important are social media like outlets to your brand, the likes of TikTok and Instagram in particular as well? How good are they for fashion brands nowadays?
Honestly, I think it's just probably the main most important thing, to be honest with you. Like, how else would a brand, I actually don't know how else a brand would be, I mean, like advertising. I literally don't. Like the newspaper potentially, or like, I suppose Google ads, but like, no, for sure. I mean, TikTok and Instagram are my favorites. Well, I prefer TikTok over Instagram now. I wouldn't be much of an Instagram user myself, to be honest with you, but TikTok, like I post maybe like 6 or 7 videos a day on TikTok.
It's great that you can have that flexibility with it as well, like to post so many and for it to be doing so well for you. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I know that there's been some big news recently about Fastway going into receivership. I'm curious, has that affected your business or caused any challenges with deliveries and customer experience or things like that? Because deliveries are so central to what you do.
So yeah, I have a couple hundred orders in their depots. It's been so stressful. I already work 12, 13, 14 hour days. Now I'm gone to working 15, 16, 17 hour days. Like, I'm a one woman show, you know? I don't have this huge team behind me that can manage the customer service. I have hundreds of customers emailing me. Now, I'm very lucky. My customers have all been so patient and so amazing with me. But like, I still have to, I mean, I finished my live, I go live every day packing orders. I might finish my live at 11:30 p.m. and then I'm responding to customers until maybe 3 a.m. It's absolutely insane. And even like trying to get sorted, like I'm going to have to go to one of the depots or all the depots to try retrieve my parcels. But it's like, where do I even begin? It's just been absolutely insane. And I just, yeah, it's just been terrible. And I mean, I don't even know what I do with my prepaid labels. I have a lot of prepaid labels that I paid for. The direct debit went out, you know, a couple hours before they closed, which I'm not really sure why that happened, I suppose. I did have some of the labels used, but not all of them. I had about 100 of them left, which, as you can imagine, is a lot of money. So I don't know what I meant to do with those. It's just been, I mean, I honestly have no words, to be so honest with you. I can't believe it's happened, to be honest.
How do you even adapt, like, when sudden changes like that happen in a business world? I imagine this is probably the first test of that regard for you and for Kiss My Lips Clothing.
Honestly, it's made me realize, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of tears, don't get me wrong. There's been a lot of like sleepless nights of me literally trying to research and research and research and find emails and find phone numbers. But honestly, it's just what this has made me realize is how resilient I am. Now, I am very sensitive, but I am also very resilient, you know. So like I went, instead of panic mode, I went straight into, okay, we're doing on post now. I have a business account with them that I set up like last year, so I can just log back into that. You know, like I very much so had it like the next day. So it happened on the 28th on Tuesday, and then all of Wednesday's orders were sent out was on post. You know what I mean? Like there was no like kind of like lapse or like delay with those ones. I had it all sorted very quickly. The only issue is the ones in the depot. I mean, yeah, I suppose you just have to get on with things as much as you can. Unfortunately, I also think like I have been through so many awful things, like with regards to, like, you know, like chronic fatigue syndrome and just all the effects of that, that like I do adapt quite easily to not so good scenarios. How I've adapted is literally by working extra. I mean, I work probably an extra 2 or 3 hours a day now, which on top of it, already very full plate.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that it must have just added so much to your workplace indeed. But it's great to hear that you're kind of making a bit of headway with it. And I do hope it all gets sorted for you really soon. I can't imagine. I'm sure it's a nightmare going around and having to retrieve everything for sure. But looking ahead, possibly on a more positive note than that, what is next for you and Kiss My Lips Clothing? Do you have any exciting plans, anything coming in the new year or even nearer than that that you can share with us?
I actually do, and I haven't announced this anywhere else, not even to my customers or not even on my, you know, social media or my lives. I have a very exciting loungewear collab coming out with USCO. So I work very closely with USCO. I'm absolutely obsessed with them. They're like my favorite brand ever. So I get their fleeces, I get their loungewear. So I have a very exciting tracksuit and fleece loungewear collab coming up with them. I actually received the samples. Oh my God, I received the samples last week, and I actually audibly gasped the quality and everything. I'm just so excited to launch it. I'm hoping now it's launched for start of December, because oh my God, like you literally won't be ready, lads. It's unbelievable.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing everything that's going to come with that. Love a good bit of a loungewear set. Where can people find you on socials if they want to follow along with the action?
I'm most active on TikTok. So it would be Kiss My Lips Clothing would be my business page. And then on Instagram, I'm Kiss My Lips KML. Yeah.
Isabella, thank you so much for hopping on and having a chat with us. Best of luck with everything in the future, and looking forward to catching up to you again soon.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.